Record your
Hello?
name and reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
Hi, it's James from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress compensation.
Thanks, James. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? Is that Miss Wilson?
Who's this?
It's James here, James Thompson. I'm from MMA Legal. You've requested me to give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation for losing care when you were younger. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did that on Facebook, I think.
Yeah, how are you, Miss Wilson? You okay?
I'm all right, thanks.
Brilliant stuff. So, my name's James Thompson. I've been allocated to case file, okay. I'm just going to make you aware, in regards to the Scottish redress compensation, the average amount payout at the moment is around about £45,000, okay. I do apologise. Say that again, Miss Wilson.
I'm saying I doubt I would get anything.
No, so we've got a success rate of 100%, okay. So any case that we're taking on, as long as you've been in care before 2004, if you've witnessed any abuse or sustained any abuse while using care facilities, that will qualify for a compensation amount, okay. Now, what's going to happen? I'm going to go for a case report with you now. It'll take me 5 minutes to set up. Once I've completed that, I'll then let you know what's going to happen moving forward. You're going to receive a call from one of the solicitors within the next 7 days, and they're going to let you know how much in regards to compensation they're going to go in for and how long it's going to take, Miss Wilson. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Brilliant stuff. So is it Fiona, is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you mind me calling you Fiona? Is that all right?
That's fine.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Okay. So like I said, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. Save this number. I am contactable from Monday to Friday at any time between 9 and 6, okay? If you require any updates or anything like that, you can just contact me back on this number. Is that all right? So if you do go quiet, Fiona, I'm just updating your report, all right?
Yeah.
So I've got an email address. It's FionaAmyRubert@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. Fiona, I'm just going to confirm with you. Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, is that correct?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. I'm just going to amend that, because when you've applied on Facebook, you put Fee, is it Fee Wilson?
Oh, Fee Wilson, yeah, that's him in there, yeah.
don't worry about it, that's fine. Okay, Fiona, can you just confirm your date of birth, please?
It's 14/7/1980.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
I don't think you sound like you're 1980, though.
So, 88.
Oh, right, I'm 80. Yeah, okay.
Hi. No problem. Bear with me a moment, Fiona. Okay, best contact number we've got for you, Fiona, ends in 354, and it's the one I'm ringing you on now, yeah?
Yeah, that's that, yeah.
Okay, no problem at all. Give me just one moment. Okay, so there'll be a series of questions that I do need to go through. If none of them don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll move on. It's not a problem, okay?
Okay.
Fiona, can you just confirm your home postcode for me?
EH164BD.
Or Bravo Delta, is that?
Yeah.
Is it Castle Bray?
Yeah.
Is that correct, in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, which number?
15,
that's fine. Give me a moment. Once again, if you do go quiet, I am just
that's
updating
fine.
Your file, okay? Don't want you thinking of being rude or anything.
That's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to move on. Need to start by asking this question. Do you have a terminal illness?
No.
Okay, that's fine. We have to put on your report as well, Fiona, due to the average compensation payout that we're dealing with is around about £45,000. Now, the compensation's not there to heal any scars from the past. It's mainly there to try and provide you with a brighter future, okay? I do need to ask yourself, in regards to, we have to put a beneficiary on next of kin on your report. So what that means, if anything was to happen to you between now and you being paid out, i.e. a death, who would you like the money to go to?
My daughter. She's 15.
Your daughter, what's your daughter's name?
Ruby Little.
Sorry, say that again.
Ruby Little.
Yep. Little, L-I-D-D-L-E.
Yeah.
Yep, I've got that, no problem. Can you just confirm a date of birth for me, please, Fiona?
7-1-08.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, we have to put a contact number on here. Now, we don't contact her for any basis. The only time we'd ever contact her or ever be allowed to contact her, if anything was to happen to you, okay. Do you have a contact number for her at all?
I don't know it off by heart. I just need to look at it. Hold
yeah,
on.
Take your time.
It's 07565.
07565.
669. 669. 598.
598, brilliant stuff. Yeah. Okay, what I'm going to do for you as well, I'm going to put a password onto your report on your case file. So what that does, it provides you with a bit of security. So if anybody rings you up regarding your Scottish redress, all you need to ask them, have you got my password before I continue? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you like your password to be? It can be anything. It can be favourite colour, child's name, anything. What would you like it to be?
Amy Watson.
Amy Watson. Okay.
That's my other daughter.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. So the only people that would know that password is yourself, me and the legal team. Okay. Yes. Anybody else will not know that. So if anybody rings you up regarding your Scottish redress and they don't know your password, we'd recommend you put the phone down because they're not dealing with your case. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just a bit of security for you, Fiona, all right. Now, yeah. I do need to go into when you was younger now. So how old were you when you first went into childcare services? Do you remember?
It was
1989. Okay. So you would have been 9 years of age, so that's mm-hmm. fine. And where was the first place you went to?
It was foster carers.
Okay.
Yeah, foster carers.
Foster carers. Let me just place that onto your report. Okay. With your foster carers, do you remember their names at all?
Yeah, but they've both passed away.
Okay. It's still, we'd still have to put names on there because the records would still be on file for you, Fiona. So yeah, is that all right?
Yeah, it's Carol and Richard Coulthart. C-O-L-T-A-R-T.
C-O-L?
T-A-R-T.
T-A-R-T. Okay. Yeah. Carol and Richard, yep. Okay, yeah. Give me a moment. Okay, how long was you there for with your foster parents?
I went into a children's home in 2014.
Okay, so from 1989 to 2014, yeah?
Yeah, no, wait, that's wrong.
Go on.
I meant 1994.
1994, no problem at all, that's fine. Don't worry, sorry, 1994 and 2014.
No, the 2014 not applicable. I was like 34 at that age.
Right, okay,
of course you are. It was 1989 until 1994.
Yeah,
and then from 94 to the children's home.
Yeah, I've got to apologise. Let me just update that, that's fine. So I've updated that for you. And then I'm just going to move on to 1994. You was in the, within the children's facility. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the children's home that you were in? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was Gifford House.
Gifford House?
Yeah.
And that was in Scotland?
Yeah. And Cassie's
I'm going to bring up the records.
Okay.
Bear with me a moment. Give me a second. I think we've had... We've had reports from Gifford House before as well.
Okay.
Is it Guildford, did you say?
No,
or is it Gifford?
Gifford.
Yeah, G-I-F-F-O-R-D.
Yeah.
I've got it, yeah. Give me a moment. Was it in, is it Dumfries, is that correct? Oh, no, it's not, is it?
It is, it's like Dumfries and
Gifford. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah, I've got it there. Fair
enough. Castle Douglas. The address was 14 Ernesty Road.
Okay, let me just take that from you. Give me 1 second. Was it under Dumfries Council, is that correct?
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it? Yep, I can just see that on registry, on records. Bear with me a moment.
Does that mean somebody's complained about them already?
Correct, yeah, we've had... I'm just going to check on registry. It's been 7 successful claims.
7?
Yes, correct. So, bear with me just one moment. And that was Dumfries Council, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, I can't tell you anything more than that. GDPR, I can't discuss anything like that, okay?
That isn't our children's room anymore, either.
Right, I know. I'm just having a look onto the records here. Is it a guest house now? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I've got it down. It was Dumfries for Council originally, just on the records that I'm looking at here. Yeah, and I think it now is a guest house, but we'll move on from that. What date was you there from, Fiona? Do you know, from 1994 to...
1996.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm just going to save that there for you now. Okay, now I need to put into your statements, okay? Now, in regards to foster carers, I do need to ask you these questions. It don't apply to you. You can say skip, it's not a problem. Was there any physical, mental or sexual abuse within the foster carers, within the household?
No.
So physical can be, was you restrained in any way? Was you hit in any way?
I was smacked a few times.
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't an incident where, I feel bad. Like, talking about them because they're not even here?
Of course. No, in regards to, we don't have to talk about them in regards to, if you can just let me know if there was any physical, mental or anything like that, then
no,
I can
there
put
was,
that on there.
There was, like, a time where my foster dad, like, did really whack me, and then he backhanded me, like, he tried to backhander me across the face, but he hit the wall instead and, like, made all his knuckles in that bleed.
Right, okay. Was there anybody else within the household with you? Was there any other foster parents? Foster children?
Yeah, but he wasn't anything to do with me. He was just another foster child.
Right, okay. Did you witness anything of that other foster child? Was he ever physically, mentally?
No, because I always felt that they liked him better.
All right, okay. Okay, so would you say mentally there was a bit of favouritism towards the other child?
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I left, like, they literally just basically abandoned me after being there all of that time. And when I left, they didn't even let me take, like, I know this sounds stupid, but they bought me a bike for, like, my birthday and, like, they didn't even let me take it.
Wow, okay.
That sounds stupid.
It doesn't sound stupid, Fiona. It's really, believe it or not, that will come under the lines of like a mental abuse kind of thing. Do you know where they're just trying to mentally torture you in some sort of way? So that's what it will go down as for that, okay. In regards to your adulthood, from being with the foster carers, do you suffer with any anxiety, any mental health issues?
Yeah.
You do, okay. Bear with me a moment. So, would you say mental health and anxiety? Anything else?
Depression.
Okay, we'll place that answer there. Okay. Do you suffer with trust issues?
Yeah, I find it hard, like, having, like, relationships with people.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to place that down on your report. Okay.
And I don't trust.
Have you been on any medication or anything like that, Fiona?
Yeah, I have. Sorry. I have done over the years, yeah. I'm not at the moment,
okay.
No.
That's fine. I'll just put over within the past years. That's fine. It just all goes. So what happened with me making these notes on your file, the solicitors will draft a statement, okay? Then what they'll do on your next call, they'll read the statement out to you. If that statement roughly comes out like you're happy with that statement, then it's fine. If you want to take anything away from the statement, you can do. If you'd like to add anything to the statement, you can do. Okay. Now what I'll do, I'll just move on to Guildford House. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to report foster carers wise, or would you say we've covered most angles there?
No, that's it.
That's fine. So, Guildford House, was you, did you suffer any physical, mental, or any sexual abuse at Guildford House?
No. No, okay. I just...
Was you ever attacked from any children or anything while you was at Guildford House?
Did I what, sorry?
Was you ever physically attacked from any children at all at Guildford House?
No.
Okay, that's fine. In regards to Guildford House, did you ever witness any children being restrained, or was you restrained in any way?
Yeah, I was restrained as well.
Was that from staff members?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I watched many people be restrained, like, a lot. It was almost daily.
Okay, let me place that down.
I just thought that was normal, though.
Yeah, so that's the thing, Fiona. So in regards to this compensation that people are actually receiving at the moment that have been within child services, they didn't have the correct protocols put in place. So because they didn't have the correct protocols put in place, that's why these claims are now being accepted. Okay. Yeah, you won't believe it. A lot of people just say, well, that's how it was back in the day.
Yeah.
Or there was these people even older than yourself that we've actually done claims for. And some of the stuff that, honestly, some of the stuff you won't believe in, they say that's just how it was. But unfortunately, that it shouldn't have been that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Guildford House with you now. So, would you say within your adulthood also, do you suffer from mental health, anxiety, depression, trust issues from being at Guildford House as well?
Well, when I left at the age of 16, they basically just said if I wanted to go on the holiday with them that I had to find a bed sit before we left to go on holiday to the holiday site, which was just a week's holiday. But they basically made me get this bed sit that was completely not suitable. And then as soon as it was my birthday, we came home on my birthday from the holiday, and they basically pushed me out. Like, that was it. I was on my own after
that. So they had no concern for your well-being whatsoever?
No outreach, no nothing. Just out in the big wide world at 16. And from the age 16...
Massively important. Yeah.
From the age 16 to 18, I'm even surprised. Like, I've made it.
So that's definitely along the lines of mental abuse, because it's no concern for your well-being. So they should have protocols put in place for that, for when people are ready to move on from care. Mm. Okay, with them not having that, you 100% qualify for a compensation payment. Okay.
Okay.
The solicitors will tell you that 100%, because there was nothing put in place. Your well-being should have come first, okay? So I'm going to save that there, and like I said to you, the solicitors will elaborate a statement for you when they ring you back, okay?
Okay.
Now, all I now need to do for you, I'm going to get you an email. Do you have access to your emails?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you an authorization email out now while we're on the phone. It's a click-signed document to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to give you a call, okay? In regards to the solicitors, they'll have a chat with you to let you know how much they're going in for compensation and how long it's going to take. Roughly, I'll give you a guide of how long it takes, roughly from start to finish, about 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
It can be a bit sooner than that, believe it or not. We've had people that have had cases dealt with within 4 to 5 months. So it can be, and like I said, the average compensation is around about £45,000. It's unfortunate I'm never going to heal any scars, but it will provide you hopefully with a brighter future. Okay.
Yeah.
So bear with me just one moment. So this email will come out to you now, Fiona. You're right, just check your inbox for me, please.
Yeah, I'm just having a look on my tablet right now, just waiting on it.
Yeah, let me know. Give me a second. It's literally be sent over to you within the next 10 seconds.
Okay.
So that has now been sent on our end. That should pop through to you now. It may come through as a text as well. So what happens, the system sends a text and an email out to you. They're both the same thing, really. It doesn't matter which one you click on. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Brilliant.
It says, please sign. Well, I'll just do it now.
Correct. Yeah, so if you just click on that, open it up. I can see it on our end as well. Once you click on that, if you just scroll down, it's just an authorization email to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you. Scroll down, there should be a box where it says sign, and then underneath that it says execute all documents. And once you've done that, it says complete.
Oh, God, I wrote that and it just looks... How did I delete
Don't worry about
that?
It, honestly. It's just, so there should be a button where it says clear signature underneath the button
yeah,
where
I've
it says
done that.
Execute all documents.
Yeah.
Literally a squiggle. It doesn't, it'll never match your signature, so do not worry about that, Fiona.
It looks like a child has written it.
Honestly, do not worry about it. A lot of people, I struggle myself to do the online signatures, so it's literally, it doesn't, as long as it doesn't match your signature, it's fine.
Everything's just happening with my phone. Sorry, hold on. Goodness
yeah, take your
dear.
Time. Take your time, Fiona.
Yeah, I've done it. What do I
need
to do now?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just going to check. So if you press execute all documents, and
oh,
it
no,
should
it
say
just
complete.
Oh, no, it's again. Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Take your time. Take your time.
Right. Hold on. Execute all documents. It's processing. Right, that's it done.
Give me a moment, I'm feeling okay. Brilliant stuff. So I can see that on our end there that it has been completed. It's signed and completed. So last thing we need to do now, we need on your case file one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address. Okay. Do you have a passport or driving license?
I don't.
Okay. So without your address, do you?
I have like letters with address on it and stuff, but
yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
The thing is, like you. You've got me under Fiona Wilson. Like, this is where it becomes
right.
complicated because I'm known as Watson, but my on
right.
my birth certificate
okay.
it says Wilson, and on my Facebook it says Wilson, but it everything else is Watson because my mum stupidly changed it
right.
when I was, like,
okay.
with her when I was younger. So I'm known as Watson, but on my Facebook it says Wilson.
Right, bear with me one moment then. Let me just...
so, like, all the letters...
So, your letters
so, I've
are
just signed you Watson, haven't I? I did. I just signed that Watson.
Right, give me a second. Let
sorry.
Me double check this. So, it's all right. Don't worry about it, Fiona. So, all your letters and all of your... do you have anything in regards to...
I
know,
only
when
have...
you deal with things with documentation, do you have it under Fiona Wilson or Watson?
Like things like the job centre, stuff like that,
yeah,
that's Watson. It's Watson.
Right, let me change that, that's fine.
Okay, and
let
I've just...
changed that, don't worry.
And I've just gave you the signature as Watson as well.
Yeah,
sorry.
Honestly, don't worry about it, it's fine, don't worry about it. We can get it resent, that is not a problem at all.
And that's the reason
okay.
why I don't have ID.
Honestly, do not worry about it. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to delete this out now, and I'm just
okay.
going to resend that email, because that would have come through to you as Fiona Wilson. But what I've done, I've changed it to Fiona Watson on your case
okay.
file, okay?
Yeah.
Bear with me just one moment. Good job you've done that. It created a lot of mess in the future.
Yeah.
It's all right, Fiona, give me a second. So if you have a look now, that's
that
come through again to Fiona Watson. 1 second. Just pop through a new one. There we go. So there's a new one that's been sent out.
Okay.
What I'm going to do as well. So within, it says, does say here, when you was in care, was you known or did you
Watson.
Use any different names? Was it in care, was it Watson?
It was Watson, yeah.
In care, okay, that's fine. No problem at all. We definitely Fiona Watson in care, that's fine.
Yeah.
I do need to put on here as well your parents' names. So do you remember your original parents' names?
Yeah. They're both guys
okay,
as well.
Okay,
yeah,
can I just take their names to put onto your report?
Want,
is that okay?
Do you want the name that my mum had when I knew her?
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah. It was Leslie Mowat.
Okay. How do you spell in the surname?
M-O-U-A-T.
M-U-L-A-T.
No, M-O-U-A-T.
M-O-U-A-T, I've got you.
Yeah.
Okay. M-O-U-A-T, that's fine. No problem at all. I need to put your father's name?
Yeah, it's David Wilson.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just for the records, that's all it is. It just helps the legal team locate the records a lot.
Like, they were married. Okay. They were married, but I'm sure they were divorced by that time.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Anything that flags up, the legal team will let you know. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
So that new document I've sent out to you, have you received? Yeah,
I did.
That's perfectly fine. So, yeah, that's under Watson now. Okay. So, Fiona, because you've not got any proof of address, okay, so because you've not got any proof of ID, what we need from you to cover your case is three letters that have been sent to you within the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And that I've got your name and address on. Okay. So what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to place you on hold for a second while I contact administrations. They'll send you a message out via WhatsApp. And then if you, while I'm doing that, if you want to go and take three pictures of three letters, but the letters have to be dated within the last 3 months. So any letters from January onwards, and they have to be, when you're taking the picture, the full page of the actual letter. Does that make sense?
What about like a bank statement?
Literally anything, as long as there's nothing personal on there, it can be anything. We've had people sending letters from Bingo, Tesco's, it can be literally anything, it's not a problem.
Okay, right, well I'm having
a look. As long as it's got the date and your address on there. I'll be back with you in around about 60 seconds. I'm just going to get administration to send you a message out via WhatsApp. Hold the line, Fiona, thank you.
Thanks.
Hi Fiona, it's James again. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Brilliant stuff. So administrations have sent you a message over via the application WhatsApp. I can see from system that it has been delivered.
Yeah. I'm just looking.
All you need to do is just... Yeah, take your time. Take your time. No rush.
I've got three, but only... one of them's... Hold on, what's this? 3 months, you say?
Yeah, so anything from January, ideally, onwards.
I've got one from the 18th of March, which is...
Perfect.
I've got one from HelloFresh that was literally delivered yesterday, but it doesn't have
the
date.
As long as it's... Oh, does it not have the date on it?
I can't see any date. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I can't see a date on that one.
No.
Like, does it have to be done, right now? Because I would need to probably look.
Yeah, ideally, because then we can get it sent over to the legal team. Literally, do you want me to give you a few minutes? Do you want me to ring you back in 5 minutes or so?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, go on, Fiona. I'll give you a call back in 5 minutes, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.